Well, I think the book-selling gods were with us today because we got to get our book segment in for book picks, and the governor stopped talking just in time so we could check in with Susanna Hermans of Oblong Books in Millerton and Rhinebeck to tell us about some wonderful books that are out and available to us and help us through this lockdown. I'm sorry, this period of the state on pause. It is a great pleasure. Susanna, I'm only sorry you are not before us, but it's wonderful to hear your voice. How are you?
Oh, Joe, it is so good to hear your voice. We are hanging in, my friend.
All right. So this is how what I've been doing with our bookseller friends here is just to give. Let's begin with giving us a sense of what the climate is, what you are doing, how you're operating, and how all that's going.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's, now we're like a month deep. And since we've actually been close to the public, I'm feeling cautiously optimistic. I think, so basically we're operating is we're able to have a single bookseller in the store at a time. It's close to the public, but they're in there filling orders, shipping orders, getting orders ready for curbside pickup, which we're doing. We're doing a contactless curbside pickup at both our stores. And my booksellers are working so hard. All of us are exhausted. We're overwhelmed. We're so grateful. The amount of support we've seen from our customers, both local and across the country, has been just like blowing our minds. So we're super, super grateful for all of the support that everyone has given us. We're a little bit behind. We're like about a day behind on filling orders because of the volume we have and the limited amount of staff that we have to fill it with.
Yeah.
But we're working hard and we're so happy to be here. And so this is like the best possible problem to have. I mean, I think we were in a really good position because we sort of already knew how to do web sales. We knew how to ship. We were already operating in that arena, and now that is the only arena that we can operate in, we're in a lot better place than some of our wonderful colleagues and friends. So I'm super super grateful for that.
A belated happy birthday to you, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, very nice to celebrate. I know it's weird celebrating now.
It is weird, yeah. But quarantine. I did manage to get half a day off.
Good,
which is the most I've had since this started, so I am.
Take it, my friend. Take it. All right, let's get to your book list and the wonderful books you have selected for us that make up this book pick segment. Where would you like to begin?
Oh my gosh, I'm actually going to start on the last book of my list because it's the most important, and I cannot let us out of time for it. I'm not sure how much time we have, so it's a book called Stamped: Racism, Anti-Racism, and You by Jason Reynolds and Ibram Kendi. So this is a book that came out right as COVID was hitting.
Yeah.
So it totally got, like, this book should have been the book of the year. It's the most important piece of literature I have read in several years. It is an adaptation of Ibram Kendi's National Book Award winning Stamped from the Beginning, which is a beautiful but like big and dense history of racism in America. Jason Reynolds, who's our national ambassador to children's literature, he took Ibram's work and started with a blank piece of paper and rewrote it in a way that those of us who aren't going to read a 600-page history book can understand. It's also intended for teen readers in high school, but so totally for adults. And it is a no-nonsense, like, how did we end up the way we are? Things are crazy. They're crazier now, even crazier now, but they were crazy before this happened. Why do we feel racism? Why is this such a big part of our country? How did it get this way? And Jason has written this text in such a readable way. I read this book and it blew my mind, Joe. Blew my mind.
It's incredible. So good.
It's an incredible piece of work. Everyone needs to read it. Every single teenager needs to read this book. This book will help fix our country. And so part of what Oblong is doing, we are right before COVID, we put out a call to all of our local teachers and we said, how many copies of this book do you want? We're going to give them to you for free.
Oh, wow.
And we have made a page on our website where people can donate a copy of the book. We're charging $14 instead of $19 for the books. And we will get that book into the hands of a student. at this point when schools reopen.
Oh, now how does that work? So I just go to your website. I'm going to do that right now. So
I'm going to tell you the URL because it's a special URL. You probably can't find it.
Okay, go ahead.
But it's oblongbooks.com/stamped.
Okay.
STAMPED. Or if you search for stamped in the search bar, you'll probably be able to find it. It's a special item. It says it's a copy of Stamped. It's for donation.
There we go.
Yeah, did you find it?
Yeah, I did.
Great. So we're looking. We've closed requests because we had gotten so many. we put a pause on accepting new requests from teachers. But I'm looking to fill about 75 more requests. So that's about. I'm trying to get 75 more books sold.
All right.
And we'll get those to the kids. So
well, 74.
I'm an evangelist about.
I just did one. Okay.
thank you, Dale.
two things. First of all, we had the great pleasure and honor of having Dr. Kendi on our panel last Monday. He was with us talking about this book and about racism and COVID and coronavirus. And it was one of the most amazing discussions. It was last Monday, a week ago, which I believe the date would have been the 13th of April. And if you go online at wamc.org/roundtable, you can find the conversation. It's amazing. He's stunning. And we were just so honored to have him as part of our panel. That's number one. Number two is just for you. We have 10 minutes left. So you just keep that in
no
mind.
Problem.
Okay, excellent.
I'm going to blow through it. No worries.
No, I'm not worried at all. You asked and I'm telling you. That's all.
It's good to know. That's good to know. So just really quick, I want to talk about three novels that are just, you know, right now we just need to get the heck away from all of this in our minds. We're really freaking out and tired. So here's three novels that will do that. One is called The Ancestor by Danielle Trussoni. She's a local author. She did her signed campaign with us, and we were able to ship these books out to her fans across the country, even despite COVID. I'm very pleased that we were able to pull that off, and a huge thanks to Danielle for her support. It is a novel about a woman who gets a mysterious inheritance from an estate in Italy that she didn't know about, and she shows up in the mountains of Italy, and she finds that she's, like, inherited a castle, and stuff gets really weird after that. It's great. My second novel is – oh, and, of course, this list is up on your website and ours.
Yes.
And my second book is
– And by the way, we'll have a link to this – we'll also have a link to the stamped page as well. But go ahead.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
The book is Enter the Aardvark by Jessica Anthony. This is kind of my favorite novel of the spring. It is a hoot and a half. Extremely smart, very funny, very short. A young, up-and-coming, closeted gay Republican congressman opens his front door to discover that an aardvark, a taxidermied aardvark, has been dropped off by UPS. And he doesn't know why, and that's the beginning of the story. It's very good.
that happened here last week, didn't it, Mike Bowen, engineer? Yeah, I'm asking her. I think that happened here last week. We opened the door, weirdly, an aardvark.
You never know what's going to come in the mail.
You really don't. Until we fund that post office, we just don't know.
That is the true story. Oh, God bless the post office, man. Oh, my God, they're... They're my heroes. Third novel is Eight Perfect Murders by Peter Swanson. I love a good murder mystery. This is that. And the premise involves a bookseller, which of course I'm a sucker for that.
Of course.
And a murderer who seems to be using an old blog post that this bookseller made on his bookstore's page of his eight perfect murders in literature. And a serial killer seems to be reenacting these murders. Super fun. And it will give you a whole list of other mysteries, old mysteries to go back and read.
Great. Excellent.
Moving on to books for our kiddos, because we need these kids to do something,
right?
Oh,
we really do.
my favorite picture book of, I don't know, I'm going to say it, of the year is called A Book for Escargot by Dashka Slater. It's illustrated by Sydney Hansen. And this is a book that you can read, put on your best or worst French accent, and read this book aloud. It is the best read aloud. Little Escargot is just the sweet little snail, and all he wants to do is read this book. And you're just going to follow him through the book, and you're going to speak in your French accent, and I defy you not to absolutely fall in love with this book. And it's the second. The first one was just called Escargot. Doesn't matter what order you get them in, but absolutely my favorite.
The name of the book is A Book for Escargot by Dashka Slater and illustrated by Sydney Hansen. Okay.
Okay. Moving to a little bit of an older child, I would say for ages 8 to 12, is the new novel by Rebecca Stead. It's called The List of Things That Will Not Change. Rebecca is also one of our local authors who did a signed pre-order campaign with us. Huge thanks to her for that support. We shipped many books all across the country for her as well. We still have some signed copies of that left, as well as Danielle's book. They're on our website. And Rebecca is one of my favorite authors of all time for writing for middle grade. She won the Newbery Medal a few years back, and her books are just absolutely beautiful and perfect. This one is about a girl whose parents are divorced or going through a divorce, and her mom has tasked her with keeping a notebook to write a list of things that will not change. These are the things that will not change about our family after the divorce. And I cannot think of a book that is more appropriate for the moment we are living in than a book that teaches kids that there are things that will be the same after this is all over. We will be okay. We will still be a family. Read this book with your kid and then have them write their own list of things that will not change.
The name of the book is The List of Things That Will Not Change, and it's by Rebecca Stead. What a wonderful idea. That's terrific. Okay, next up.
And then moving a little bit goofier, if anyone is about my age, they might remember the Wayside School books by Louis Sachar, which I read as a kid. So he's back. He's written a new Wayside School book. It's called Wayside School Beneath a Cloud of Doom. And it's also for the same age group, I'd say 8 to 12. Goofy, wacky, weird, wild. I remember reading his books as a kid and being like, oh, my God, I didn't know you were allowed to do this in a book. just breaks every rule of narrative and storytelling and does it in a way that is absolutely bananas. So highly recommend for a kid who likes something funny.
It's Louis Sachar. Is that how that's pronounced?
I've always said Sachar, but I don't know.
No, you know what you're doing. Sachar. Okay. No, you're right. Wayside School, and it's the new book is Beneath a Cloud of Doom. All right.
Okay, and I only have one left. I'm going to make it.
So, no, you're fine. You're fine. You have time. Don't worry.
Okay. It's called.
You can even breathe if you need to.
What? I don't know how to do that anymore.
Go ahead.
Okay. So it's in the books for teens. I'd say ages 14 and up. It's called We Are the Wildcats by Siobhan Vivian. And oh my gosh, this book is awesome. So it's a book. It takes place over 24 hours. It's about a girls' field hockey team, and it's like the last day of tryouts into the sleepover that's going to happen that night with all the girls who make the team. Oh my gosh, female friendships are complex. And maybe even more so when you're in high school. And you get all the perspectives of all these different girls who, even though they're all obsessed with field hockey, could not be more different from each other. There's a really interesting dynamic between them and their coach, who holds them to a really high standard. I'm not a sports person, per se, at all, actually. But this book made me kind of get it. You know what I mean? Like, oh. Sports is not just about the game. It's about what's going on in your head a lot of the time.
Right.
And Siobhan is such a great writer. I think this is probably her best book yet. And I just can't say enough good stuff about it.
Well, it's fascinating because you have that idea of like when you're on a team, you want to support your team and your teammates. But there's also a natural competition, which only heightens the relationship between the two parties. Right. Which makes it all kinds of weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, the book is We Are the Wildcats by Siobhan Vivian. And we have about 2 minutes. Anything else you want us to know?
Yeah, sure. So we're not obviously can't have events in person right now, but we had an event on the calendar that has moved to a virtual event. It's in partnership with Bard College at the Fisher Center there. And it is a live webcast with Neil Gaiman in conversation with N.K. Jemisin. It's going to be happening on Saturday, May 2nd at 7:30. You can find info on our website, oblongbooks.com. And they are going to be, I believe it's a free live stream, but the first 250 people who order a copy
of N.K. Jemisin's new book, The City We Became, from us. We'll also get a signed book plate with that. And Neil is amazing. Even if you're not a big fantasy reader, I would recommend just watching this because he is truly a great mind of literature. And N.K. Jemisin, she is really talented. I know it's going to be a spectacular night.
Now, there's an idea that you had, and then you moved it. So are you planning ahead with other events, or are you just sort of waiting to see what happens like we all are, I guess?
Yeah, we don't have a whole lot on the schedule right now. I think we're going to try to do something with Gail Godwin for her new book digitally coming up soon, and I'm sure we'll put that up on our website as well as soon as it's like actually official. But honestly, we just haven't had the time and the bandwidth to work on virtual events. But I think I'm hoping that's something we'll be able to dip our toes into a little bit more soon.
All right. So let's go over what we've learned today. First of all, the big recommendation is Stamped: Racism, Anti-Racism, and You. And you're kicking off. You have a campaign going where people can get books that'll go to school kids. And you can find out more information about that by going to oblongbooks/stamped. STAMPED. The entire name of the book is Stamped: Racism, Anti-Racism, and You by Jason Reynolds and Ibram X. Kendi. So that is the website, oblongbooks.com/. I just lost Joanna, but that's okay. I just lost Susanna, but okay. Stamped. So just go to oblongbooks.com/stamped. And this is where I was going to tell Susanna how much I think, how great I think she is and all the wonderful work that they're doing, but that is the case of whether she hears it or not. So for more information on Oblong Books and Music and the great work they do, you can do the curbside or order oblongbooks.com, and our thanks to Susanna Hermans. Again, you can see the full list at oblongbooks.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.